2022学年第二学期质量监控，高三英语听力部分。
Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Excuse me, I'm new here. It's my first day, actually. I'm looking for my office, but...
Oh, hello. Look, I'm really sorry, but I can't stop, you see. I'm late for the meeting. You can go to the front desk for help.
Question. Where is the man hurrying to go?
Two. Everything is done. Shall we leave the hospital now and get some lunch? Then I will drop you off at the school. Is that okay?
Sounds great. I feel like some fish.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place? Three. If you walk through the rain, you will get very wet. So take my car.
Don't bother. I think I will go home by bus.
Okay, it's up to you. See you tomorrow then.
See you.
Question. How will the woman go home?
Four. Could you sign this form for school, please, Dad?
Let's see it. Oh, you are going on a theater trip.
Yes. Everybody from Shakespeare Club is going. We raised the money for it by doing a charity bike ride.
Question. Why does the woman want the man to sign the form?
Five. What do you think of this park? I think it is one of the most beautiful places in the city. I also like how quiet it is.
I agree, but what I like best is that you don't see any waste paper or plastic bags on the ground. Everyone is doing their part to protect the environment here.
Question. What does the man like most about the park?
Six. I've decided I'm going to study art at university. I want to draw the pictures in children's books.
You would be so good at that. I can't decide what to do. My father wants me to study law like he did, but I would rather study history.
Question. Which major will the man choose?
Seven. It's so cold here. Let's go to the beach for the holiday. I found cheap tickets to Hainan in December.
I was thinking about a ski trip to one of the northern provinces, but we can save that for February.
Question. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Eight. Do you want to join us to go hiking this weekend?
No, thanks. I need to surf the internet for information and communicate with my classmates about the project on weekends.
Question. Why does the woman refuse the man's invitation? Nine. I know you are keen on traveling. What do you plan to do this summer vacation?
Considering the experience I had in Chicago last year, I prefer to stay at home.
Question. What does the woman imply? 10. I think online shopping will replace going out to shops. Online stores can offer much lower prices than the high street stores.
I doubt it. I think we'll always want to touch some things physically and see them before we buy them.
Question. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Welcome, everyone. This is Alan from Doctor's Research. As we all know, your job not only affects your income, quality of life, and happiness, but it also affects your health. A new study has suggested that having an interesting job in your 40s may reduce your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease in old age. After examining over 100,000 volunteers, the researchers found that people like government officers and lawyers are a third less likely to suffer from Alzheimer's disease than vehicle drivers and machine operators. Although lots of studies have suggested that keeping the brain active by challenging yourself regularly likely reduces the risk of Alzheimer's disease, none of the studies has found that mentally demanding hobbies like doing puzzles have the same effect, nor does reading. On the contrary, regular exercise and a healthy diet are recommended in helping lower the risk to some degree.
Now listen again.
Welcome, everyone. This is Alan from Doctor's Research. As we all know, your job not only affects your income, quality of life, and happiness, but it also affects your health. A new study has suggested that having an interesting job in your 40s may reduce your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease in old age. After examining over 100,000 volunteers, the researchers found that people like government officers and lawyers are a third less likely to suffer from Alzheimer's disease than vehicle drivers and machine operators. Although lots of studies have suggested that keeping the brain active by challenging yourself regularly likely reduces the risk of Alzheimer's disease, none of the studies has found that mentally demanding hobbies like doing puzzles have the same effect, nor does reading. On the contrary, regular exercise and a healthy diet are recommended in helping lower the risk to some degree.
Question 11. What is the speaker?
Question 12. Which of the following jobs is more likely to lead to Alzheimer's disease?
Question 13. How can people probably reduce the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
When it comes to friendship, number is worth our attention. The theory behind this number is that the average person can only have a maximum of about 150 friends. These are more casual friends who you don't think of or see very much, but you'd still feel comfortable inviting them to a large event like a wedding. It further states there are only about 5 close friends that you have much contact with on a weekly basis, and then 12 to 15 people that you are still very close to and trust. So is it always good to have many friends? Well, it looks like having too many friends online and through social media might not be the greatest. A study showed that the more online friends people have, the more stress they have. The researchers found that the more friends a person has on social media, the greater chance they have at offending people when they post things online. And this can lead to stress and anxiety, especially when people are virtual friends with their employers and parents. But online friends are still great things to have. while there haven't really been any studies comparing online friends to those in real life, meeting friends online is still important. About 47% of teenagers have met a good friend online, and around half of those teenagers made more than 5 new friends online. But remember, online friends can be wonderful, yet it might not be the best idea to have too many friends.
Now listen again. When it comes to friendship, Dunbar number is worth our attention. The theory behind this number is that the average person can only have a maximum of about 150 friends. These are more casual friends who you don't think of or see very much, but you'd still feel comfortable inviting them to a large event like a wedding. It further states there are only about 5 close friends that you have much contact with on a weekly basis, and then 12 to 15 people that you're still very close to and trust. So, is it always good to have many friends? Well, it looks like having too many friends online and through social media might not be the greatest. A study showed that the more online friends people have, the more stress they have. The researchers found that the more friends a person has on social media, the greater chance they have at offending people when they post things online. And this can lead to stress and anxiety, especially when people are virtual friends with their employers and parents. But online friends are still great things to have. While there haven't really been any studies comparing online friends to those in real life, meeting friends online is still important. About 47% of teenagers have met a good friend online, and around half of those teenagers made more than 5 new friends online. But remember, online friends can be wonderful, yet it might not be the best idea to have too many friends.
Question 14. How many friends can the average person have at most, according to the Dunbar number theory?
Question 15. Why does the speaker say the more online friends people have, the more stress they have?
Question 16. What can we learn about teenagers' online friendship? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
May I come in?
Yeah, please do. Now, let me show you the apartment.
This seems a pretty nice room, I should say.
You bet. This is the nicest room in the district. You know what? I just had all the walls repainted last month.
What about the kitchen?
It's a well-furnished, eat-in kitchen. The stoves and the icebox are in good order. And the system of pipes is okay, too.
I see. How much is the rent?
$200 a week, excluding laundry.
$200 a week? No, I'm not really interested in this place. It isn't big enough. What's more, it isn't close enough to my office.
Rents are very high in downtown areas, you know. This is a nice rent. How long will you live here?
I'd like to live here for about 3 years.
Wonderful. Then I can give you a discount of 10%.
Really? You're so nice.
When are you moving in?
Next Saturday at the earliest.
Now listen again.
May I come in?
Yeah, please do. Now let me show you the apartment.
This seems a pretty nice room, I should say.
You bet. This is the nicest room in the district. You know what? I just had all the walls repainted last month.
What about the kitchen?
It's a well-furnished, eat-in kitchen. The stoves and the icebox are in good order, and the system of pipes is okay, too.
I see. How much is the rent?
$200 a week, excluding laundry.
$200 a week? No, I'm not really interested in this place. It isn't big enough. What's more, it isn't close enough to my office.
Rents are very high in downtown areas, you know. This is a nice rent. How long will you live here?
I'd like to live here for about 3 years.
Wonderful. Then I can give you a discount of 10%.
Really? You're so nice.
When are you moving then?
Next Saturday at the earliest.
Question 17. What is the conversation mainly about?
Question 18. What can be learned about the apartment?
Question 19. How long does the woman plan to live in the apartment?
Question 20. How much will the woman pay for the apartment weekly?
This is the end of listening comprehension.